Welcome to the Workplace Wellbeing Podcast, the podcast that looks at the best practices of organisations that care about their people, whilst keeping an eye on the growing wellbeing space. The Workplace Wellbeing Podcast is sponsored by the WorkTech Group, which offers a range of cloud-based software solutions that have a positive impact on employee wellbeing. The group companies are Fast PAYE, a financial wellbeing tool, Solved by AI, which builds artificial intelligence-powered tools that can make a real difference for your workforce, and ShopWorks, which makes scheduling and time and attendance solutions that will help both efficiency and morale. You can find out more at worktechgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Ian Hogg, the chairman of the WorkTech Group, and until very recently, the host of the Workplace Wellbeing Podcast. We recently published our Workplace Wellbeing book, done as a podcast, in 2 episodes and 12 chapters. Each chapter includes clips from the best conversations on the relevant subject with our guests from over 50 podcast episodes. To make it easier to listen to, we decided to break out the 12 chapters into individual episodes so that you can listen to the whole Workplace Wellbeing book, done as a podcast, a few minutes at a time. Here is another chapter, but you can of course listen to the whole book in 2 parts, or hear the original recordings from the over 50 that we have produced.
We're at chapter 4 already, which we have called Why Have a Wellbeing Strategy, and covers employer responsibility and return on investment. Hopefully, if you've listened this far, you may be starting to consider implementing a wellbeing strategy. One of the questions we grappled with throughout the Workplace Wellbeing Podcast was, as an employer, do I have to implement a wellbeing strategy? Another was, what responsibility does an employer have for workplace wellbeing? It was pretty easy to establish that physical wellbeing is covered by health and safety regulations in most countries around the world. But what about more personal issues such as financial wellbeing, personal fitness, and mental wellbeing? What is the responsibility of an employer in these areas? It probably won't surprise you to hear, but our guests had a strong view that employers did have a responsibility to act, especially in mental health issues, because work is contributing to a lot of the issues that cause mental illness. They also believed that even where the responsibility was not with the employer, helping colleagues solve their financial or mental health issues had a clear return on investment for employers, as well as being morally the right thing to do. However, we also discussed at length the need for employees to take responsibility for their own wellbeing. I spoke to Sheila Lord, a director of BMR Health and Wellbeing, a company that supports business leaders to develop systematic mental health programs.
And again, we're not solving people's health. We're solving the work environment that is creating issues for people's health. You know, if, say, for example, we've got a manual handling issue, or, you know, we'll keep having people off in the warehouse with a bad back because of the lifting isn't correct, we don't go and send people off to massage and osteo people or chiropractors.
Yeah.
We would go back and we would do training on how to, you know, correctly handle and lift and what have you. But we'd also look at the work environment and we would change the way that we do that work to prevent injury. And that's the same with psychological health. And we need to start thinking about it in the context of health and safety and hazard management.
Because, okay.
Yeah, it's generally the work environment or workload that's causing the issue. And if we empower and listen to the employees, there's often a very simple solution in resolving it that doesn't have to cost the organisation a lot of money.
Sue Jauncey of Apollon, who we've already heard from, was keen to explain that although employers had a responsibility to put a strategy in place, all colleagues had a responsibility to meet their objectives, behave in a certain way, and they should be held accountable to those standards which supported wellbeing.
Well, what we did to be able to help with this, because when I was obviously in a consulting space, I used to have people say to me, Sue, when you're here, we think we can do things differently, but of course, when you go away and there's nobody here anymore, we just default back to the way we've always done things in the past. So as a psychologist with a forensic background, we're all about profiling behaviours, predicting behaviours before they occur, and renormalisation and resocialisation. So how do we renormalise someone back into the community? So if you want change to happen, Ian, we need to be able to put processes in place that can hold people in place and accountability there in place while we're renormalizing a way of working. And once we've renormalized it and it's become a habit, so to speak, then we can kind of move on from there. But we have to have measures in place that hold people in place, and we have to measure the progress. So what we did was developed a software as a service, a SaaS platform, because the question to me was, how can we communicate to all of our people when we've got thousands of people in an organization? How can we help them make the change? How can we communicate effectively and give them the same message? And how can we hold them to account? How can we see what's even going on all the way down in the organization? So we put a platform together where we took the psychology that I'm talking about and we put it on a platform. And we hold everybody accountable to be able to apply a set of behaviours that work towards the sense of, you know, achievement and connection, good behaviours, like did we do what we said we were going to do? And we measure them against performance outputs. So did you apply the behaviours and did our performance improve? So you get to measure. So we don't want to measure view and opinion, because what you think and what you do are two different things. We measure behavioural outputs against performance improvement. It's like getting on the scale, Ian, if you want to lose weight. You've got to get on the scale to see your progress. So if people are making changes to the way they're working and they're looking at the what the reinforcement is of the behaviours that they bring to it, we have to measure the outcomes of that so they can see whether that's working or not working in terms of the progress that they're making. So we have a net culture score, which is the degree to which we apply the behaviours to achieve our goals. We measure the goals and we measure the behaviour and we measure the well-being so people can see how they're progressing on all fronts.
Episode 18 of Series 2, I was speaking to Dr. Bob Nelson and Mario Tamayo about their book, How to Make Work Fun. They've sold over 5 million books between them. During the conversation, Dr. Nelson had some wise words about responsibility.
You put quite a lot of onus back on the individual in your book, don't you?
Yeah, and I think it's not fair to say it's just up to the what happens when it's the employee's fault for everything is that employees just end up crossing their arms and complaining, and if you get some skin in the game yourself, you can get a lot more success and maybe show proof of concept. So maybe it's just a little too easy to just say it's someone else's fault. And I think a lot of people do that. And I just hate seeing people that are miserable at work and just waiting for one day their boss or their CEO to get enlightened. And it probably is never going to happen. But if they can get some things going in their own area. And I've seen a lot of success where companies got something going and kind of bubbled up and a CEO got involved as you maybe increase the budget for what you're doing to make sure it's strategic and then you're in serious play of having a great workplace.
That's chapter 4 on responsibility. It's fair to say that our guests believe that employers all have a responsibility for workplace well-being, but also need to encourage employees to take responsibility for their own progress.
The Workplace Wellbeing Podcast is sponsored by the WorkTech Group, which offers a range of cloud-based software solutions that have a positive impact on employee wellbeing. The group companies are Fast PAYE, a financial wellbeing tool, Solved by AI, which builds artificial intelligence-powered tools that can make a real difference for your workforce, and ShopWorks, which makes scheduling and time and attendance solutions that will help both efficiency and morale. You can find out more at worktechgroup.com.